You know, you get superannuation with your wages every week. Well, that's what it says on your pay slip if you're lucky enough to get one. But does the money actually go to the super fund? Often we don't check, we just trust. And maybe that trust is not actually applicable when you think $5 billion in superannuation was stolen from workers. The ACTU are being onto this. Scott Connolly is an assistant secretary with the ACTU and joins us online. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Steve. How are you going?
I'm going all right. That's a lot of money, $5 billion.
Look, it absolutely is. This is a really frightening problem in terms of its size and scale and its ramifications for working people at the end of their working lives. You know, a dollar today is worth many more in retirement, and you know, receiving this amount stolen just every single year across close to 3 million Australian workers having this theft happen to their superannuation, and across many industries, and most concerningly, Steve, it's our young workers who are most vulnerable to this sort of exploitation, and those that are least in a position to both redress the wrong that's happening to them, but also most exposed in terms of their retirements in the decades ahead.
I mean, what a lot of people might think, well, it's pretty hard on the employer to actually pay all this stuff. But if you go back to the accord that was struck in the mid-80s, I mean, the part of it was that wage growth would be controlled because you'd have money paid into superannuation.
Look, absolutely. Yeah, Steve, there's no question that, you know, these are just this is part of people's wages. There's a compact between the employer and worker, and that includes a provision for superannuation. It's mandated at 10% in this country, and that's the law. There's no sort of getting around that. And I think it's nothing simpler that how we address this is that, you know, to your point at the introduction there, is that it should be paid when workers are receiving their pay slips. And of course, that's not the reality now. You know, superannuation payments are paid only required to be paid every quarter. And that just makes a massive gap both for the individual worker to actually identify when it hasn't been paid, but equally for the employer in terms of managing their books and their accounts. To make the payments on a quarterly basis just makes it harder from their perspective as well. So a simple solution here, you get wages, you get super at the 10% you're required to get it on the same day.
Tax department are supposedly on top of this, and the fines for not doing it are quite remarkable, but it seems that not many are prosecuted, if that's the kind of figure we're talking about.
Supposed to be on top of it, I think, is the right word, because look, it's appalling. There's $240 million of fines issued last year, and we've seen $5 billion worth of theft. Look, that's just a wet lettuce in terms of what that means for non-compliance in this sector. We've seen workers robbed of these entitlements, has massive ramifications for them into their working lives and their retirement, of course. And you know, to say that the tax office is doing a good job here is just an insult to those workers that are experiencing this rampant problem in our economy.
So businesses that have got a cash flow difficulty, and that can happen, you acknowledge that,
yep.
They might fall behind on their super contributions. I mean, what do you suggest they do?
Look, there is absolutely capacity here and flexibility here, and there is some those people that are in those circumstances running a small business. They should reach out to the tax office. They should have a conversation. They should be proactive about what can be done going forward. And to their credit, there was an amnesty some time ago. I don't think that's the solution now. We've been having this conversation for so many years. We know it's a problem. Year on year, we hear about these reports, and I think this is really an administrative issue. Pay it when you pay the wages. It's pretty simple. You've got cash code problems. That's another conversation about the business and potentially its viability. But reach out for help. Tax office, absolutely. And for workers, take the step beyond just taking your pay slip. Ring your super fund. See if the payments are actually going in.
All right, Scott. Good on you. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Steve. Cheers. Appreciate it.